Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved listeners, and welcome to another inspiring episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. Thank you for joining me today, wherever you are listening from. At home, on your way to work, in your office, at school, or during your quiet time with God. I pray that this devotional will strengthen your heart, renew your faith, and remind you that God is more than enough for every challenge you face. Today's topic is Finding Strength in God Alone. And our Bible text is from Psalm chapter 73, verse 26, which says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." There is a powerful story in the Bible that beautifully illustrates today's message. David, the young shepherd who became king, experienced one of the most devastating moments of his life in 1 Samuel 30. He and his men returned to their town, Ziklag, only to discover that their homes had been burned and their families taken captive by enemies. The Bible says the people wept until they had no strength left to weep. Imagine that. These were battle-hardened warriors, yet they were completely broken. To make matters worse, David's own men began talking about stoning him because they were overwhelmed by grief and anger. But then comes one of the most remarkable statements in Scripture. "But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 6. Notice what David did not do. He did not find strength in his position. He did not find strength in his soldiers. He did not find strength in his resources. He found strength in God alone. And that changed everything. My dear friend, perhaps you are facing a situation today where human help seems limited. Maybe the people you expected to support you have disappointed you. Perhaps your finances are under pressure, your health is challenging you, or you are carrying burdens nobody knows about. Can I encourage you today? The God who strengthened David is still strengthening his children today. Sometimes God allows us to reach the end of our own strength so that we can discover the greatness of his strength. The Apostle Paul understood this truth. In 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, God told him, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Isn't that comforting? When you feel weak, God is not intimidated by your weakness. In fact, his power shines brightest in moments when you recognize your dependence on him. Let me ask you, what are you leaning on today? Is it your own ability, your connections, your experience, your savings, or are you leaning fully on God? The truth is that everything in this world can fail, but God never fails. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles." Notice that it says those who hope in the Lord, not those who hope in circumstances, not those who hope in people, not those who hope in their own strength, those who hope in the Lord. Perhaps someone listening today feels exhausted. You've been fighting battles for a long time. You've prayed, waited, and trusted, yet answers seem delayed. Hear this word of encouragement. God sees your tears. God knows your struggle. God has not forgotten you. Your current weakness is not your final destination. Your present challenge is not the end of your story. The same God who brought David through Ziklag, who sustained Joseph in prison, who strengthened Elijah under the broom tree, and who empowered Paul through hardships is able to strengthen you today. And according to Philippians chapter 4 verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, not through your strength, not through your wisdom, not through your connections, but through Christ." Beloved, I declare over your life today, Every area of weakness is receiving divine strength in Jesus' name. Where you have been discouraged, God will renew your hope. Where you have been weary, God will renew your energy. Every burden that has weighed down your heart shall be lifted in Jesus' name. The grace to keep moving forward shall rest upon you. Doors that seem closed shall open by the hand of God. You will not faint, you will not fail, and you will not give up. The Lord will be your strength, your refuge, and your portion. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Before we continue, take a moment and ask yourself, what burden have I been trying to carry by myself? Am I depending more on my own strength than on God's strength? What situation do I need to surrender completely to God today? Remember what God says in Proverbs chapter 3 verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. God never asks us to carry tomorrow's burdens today. He simply asks us to trust Him one step at a time. Actions for the day. Spend a few minutes today in prayer and consciously hand over your worries, fears, and struggles to God. Write down one challenge you are facing and beside it write, God is my strength in this situation. Throughout the day, whenever anxiety tries to rise, repeat that declaration. In conclusion, beloved, strength is not the absence of weakness. Strength is knowing where to turn when weakness comes. The strongest people are not those who never struggle. They are those who continually draw their strength from God. So today, do not depend solely on your abilities, your resources, or your circumstances. Depend on God. When your strength ends, His strength begins. When your resources run out, His provision remains. When your heart feels overwhelmed, His presence sustains you. And when you cannot carry yourself anymore, His everlasting arms are underneath you. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, join me and say this aloud. Today, I find my strength in God alone. I will not be discouraged, afraid, or defeated. The Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. I receive fresh grace, fresh wisdom, fresh courage, and fresh strength for every challenge before me. I am empowered by God's Spirit, sustained by His promises, and guided by His presence. Today shall be productive, peaceful, fruitful, and blessed. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you because you are our strength and our refuge. Today I pray for every listener. Strengthen every weary heart. Encourage every discouraged soul. Lift every burdened spirit. Let your peace replace anxiety, your joy replace sorrow, and your strength replace weakness. Guide their steps, bless the work of their hands, protect them and their families, and let them experience breakthroughs that bring glory to your name. May they walk confidently in your power and favor throughout this day. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's episode of Winning Everyday Podcast. If this devotional has blessed you, please share it with your family, friends, colleagues, and loved ones. Someone around you may need this word of encouragement today. Until next time, remember, your strength may be limited, but God's strength is limitless. Keep trusting Him, keep believing, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned in to the Winning Everyday Poetess.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.